Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a patient's letterhead and summary clinical findings. The patient is named Jerry McGee, M-C-G-E-E. Middle initial is J. His address is 74 Riverview, Oroville, California, 95965. Phone is 916-955-2911. His date of birth is 1/17/1939. He is married. Retired man. His insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. It is addressed to johnson, johnson, Dr. Kurt Johnson is at Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926. And leave two spaces for phone and fax. New paragraph. This is entitled A Neurological Summary Report. Dear Dr. Johnson and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Jerry McGee for evaluation of his history of cognitive decline. New paragraph. Jerry was seen initially in July of 2024, completing his paperwork. Regarding his clinical symptoms of dementia. New paragraph, he gave a history of being seen for heart disease by Dr. Bajwa, B-A-J-W-A. Dr. Costa for chemotherapy. And Dr. D-A-V-O-O-D is last name is V-A-F-A-I, also for chemotherapy. New paragraph. He reported a current med list of Seroquel 100 milligrams once a day, X-T-A-N-D-I, 50 milligrams per day, three times a day for cancer treatment, bupropion, 150 milligrams once a day, donepezil, 10 milligrams once a day, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligrams for diabetes, metformin, 500 milligrams twice a day for diabetes, rosuvastatin, 40 milligrams for heart disease. EZETIMBE, 10 milligrams for heart disease. New paragraph supplements include calcium 600 milligrams, B12 2500 milligrams, aspirin 81 milligrams, multiple vitamin daily, and a vegetable laxative. New paragraph, he reported no history of allergic or adverse reactions to medications. New paragraph. He gave a past medical history of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. New paragraph. Systematic review of symptoms. He reported weight loss. He just lists these vertically. Weight loss. Heart trouble. Trouble sleeping with nightmares, a previous history of psychiatric care, decreased hearing, the need to complete an advanced directive. He reported no history of exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. He reported a family health history. Age of 85, date of birth 1-7-1939, right-handedness. His father died of cancer at age 48. His mother, diabetes at age 73. One brother, 82, is in good health. One sister, age 74, has diabetes. His wife, 75, is in good health. His son, age 63, is in good health. One son died at age 39 from seizures. New paragraph. The family history was reported to be positive for cancer in his father, diabetes in his mother and sister. New paragraph. He denied a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He has completed 4 years of high school. New paragraph, social history and health habits. He is married. He reports drinking alcohol daily, one beer or one wine. He does not smoke. He does not use recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There are no children at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. He is retired. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He reports suffering his, quote, brain bleed in 2018 with good outcome. He has a history of concussions, loss of consciousness, but no other serious illnesses. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. He's never had a blood transfusion. He has been operated on with 5 stents in the years between 2001 and 2010 with good outcome. In 2015, he reported having a bleeding ulcer, which was treated successfully. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he reports loss of memory. head, he denied neuralgia, headaches. He reports one blackout in 2024 due to dehydration, no similar family history. Neck, low back, shoulders, elbows, wrists. Upper back and arms, middle back, low back, hips, ankles, and feet. He denied symptoms. New paragraph. Imaging, MR brain with the dementia icometrics evaluation was completed at Halo Imaging Center on June 28, 2024. The whole brain was found to be at the first normative percentile. The hippocampus volume was at the second normative percentile. Temporal cortical volume at the second normative percentile. Parietal cortical volume at the sixth percentile. Frontal cortical volume at the 50th percentile. Occipital cortical volume at the 12th normative percentile. Subparagraph. This finding in his presentation with an otherwise normal brain MR imaging study is consistent with Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. Laboratory. Comprehensive medical laboratory for dementia evaluation showed a positive ANA screen. The titer of 1:80, a nuclear homogeneous pattern consistent with lupus erythematosus, or idiopathic arthritis. Subparagraph, nutritional evaluation. So absolute deficiency of vitamin B3, a finding seen in some individuals with the diagnosis of pellagra. The other B vitamin assays were within normal limits. New paragraph. Testing for Alzheimer's related serum biomarkers showed an intermediate level of A beta 42/40 ratio. The APOE isoform in plasma was E3/E3 average risk. The Alzheimer's disease detect, all capitals PTAU217, in the plasma was elevated at 0.36, a finding consistent with concurrent mild cognitive impairment or asymptomatic Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. NIH quality of life questionnaires pending. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Jerry McGee presents with a history of cognitive decline with imaging and laboratory findings consistent with risk factors for and the possible presence of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, recommendations. The high resolution amyloid-dash PET-CT imaging study will be requested for further evaluation and consideration of treatment for early Alzheimer's disease. Sign with my professional signature.